This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Molly Wood. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be in Washington this week. He'll meet with President Obama and address a joint session of Congress. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer takes a look at what's on Modi's economic agenda.
One of the big issues likely to come up during Prime Minister Modi's visit, trade.
The U.S. is India's largest export destination.
That's Chad Bown, a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. He says India would like to keep the U.S. market open to its exports, and it wants more visas for the tech workers it sends to the U.S. But Bown says President Obama wants something in return, progress on a bilateral investment treaty, an agreement giving U.S. investors in India some guarantees.
So that if they build a new plant or a new production facility, they can protect themselves if the government changes or if the government implements some new regulation.
The treaty could also help pave the way for U.S. retailers who'd like to set up shop in India. But Modi and President Obama will each have an eye on something else as they negotiate, a big hairy something.
The proverbial 800-pound gorilla in the room is China.
Harry Broadman is director of the Johns Hopkins Council on Emerging Markets and Global Business. He says China's economy is slowing down, just as India's is heating up.
The U.S. and India are conscious about, you know, warming up their economic relations, as well as security and all these other issues.
On the security side, the U.S. is selling more military equipment to India and sees it as an important ally in Asia. It certainly helps that Modi and President Obama get along so well. The president made a big splash when he danced with some schoolchildren during a visit to India in 2010. Vivek Wadhwa is a fellow at Stanford Law School. He says Modi's visit here is all about FaceTime, real FaceTime.
It's really about strengthening relationships. You know, Obama and Modi have met about 7 times now. They're becoming friends.
Maybe more than friends. Wadhwa says bromance may be in the air.
Let the bromance blossom. It's good for everyone.
In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer. For Marketplace.